Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a segment where we ask Kevin if he thinks he's better than everybody born on this day. If your birthday is today, you too can be involved in the segment. So get after it. Here we go. We start things off. Turning 46 today, Sofia Vergara.
Out. I just can't.
What?
Why?
She talks and I'm out.
Like, you don't like Latin women?
I like women talking?
No. Wow.
Come on, man. Wow. Don't put that on me.
Kevin, I mean, like, you said it.
Put
no
that
to
on
equal
me.
Pay.
What'd you say? No, just like, I can't imagine actually being like married to her.
That is your problem. That is your problem.
I can imagine.
Is that you imagine being married to that person,
right?
Not imagine just diddling. You want to go the extra mile and say, you know what? What happens if they're in my life for the rest of my life?
Yes.
That's not what you think about. You just think about the one time, doing the one thing, and then if you would enjoy it. And yes, sir, you would, unless you're not a man, or maybe you're interested in something else.
I think she's very pretty. I do agree with that. But I just, yeah, I'm sorry, I can't. I'm going to have to say pass. Better. I mean, I understand what you're saying, Colby.
Yeah, you know, Kevin, always looking to get married.
And yet it still never happened.
Yeah.
Always a bridesmaid.
Man, ain't that the truth.
You ever been a bridesmaid before?
I think I would do that if I was chosen to be the lead bridesmaid, because I like the power that comes along with
the
it.
The man of honor?
Yeah. I saw a movie about that.
What happened? That couple get married, or things not quite
working
out?
I can't remember. I think they did fall in love or something.
Yeah, all right.
But he was there to watch her try on the lingerie, and then like he was what's up?
But that was fun.
You remember that movie? Surely you've seen that movie, right?
Nobody.
Who's in it?
Maid of Honor, Patrick Dempsey.
There's nobody that's
seen
that.
I bet Corey's seen it.
I think I'd have.
Yep.
Maid of Honor?
Man of Honor?
Man of Honor.
Maid in Manhattan?
I think that's a different thing that I've not seen.
No, it's Man of Honor.
It's really good.
I don't know what it is. I think I saw it like
those
one night when I was
don't
drunk.
Go together.
Antonio Brown turns 30 today.
Oh wow, really? Yeah. Sorry. Played for the Steelers. I know he doesn't anymore, but better. No.
Man, I don't know why you keep trying to hide your love for that team.
No.
How many people are going to pick him in the top as the top receiver in fantasy football this year?
Not many.
That's weird. And here's why. In the last, since 2013, he's never had under 100 receptions.
Wow.
He has never had under, last year he had 1,297 yards. Other than that, he's never held under 1,200 yards. And he always has eight or more touchdowns.
Wow.
And he's double digits, 1, 2, 3, 4 out of the last 6 years. Like that dude's numbers have been, and how much of it's been Roethlisberger, how much of it is him just being an elite receiver and their offense going around him.
And that's the thing, is I think a lot of people will view that from the perspective of the quarterback, and they're like, out.
Do you think he's that good? You think Roethlisberger's good?
Yeah,
Which one's more overrated? Him or Matt Ryan?
Roethlisberger.
That's a good question.
I think Matt Ryan's more overrated.
Really?
But I also put a real premium on wins, and I know people are like, that doesn't belong to the quarterback. It kind of does.
Dead in 1943, Nikola Tesla.
Oh, inventor of the snootiest car around?
Well, I don't think he invented it. I think he, like, his name's on it, but
he didn't invent it?
Look, man, he put his name on it. So it's his.
Dude, I don't really even think he put his name on it. He was dead before that ever happened.
So the ghost of him put his name on it?
I think... No. Who owns the company? Elon Musk? He owns Tesla, right? I think he's the one that put...
Why isn't called the Musk?
Mm-hmm.
He bought Tesla's company and then was like, hey, let's make this snooty car. Which people love, by the way. People that I know that have Teslas, they love their Teslas.
Awful to have conversations
with
them.
They're really cool people.
Okay.
Except when the power goes out and then you can't open your doors.
Yeah.
Is that what the power sounds like when it goes out? One of the girls that works with Adrian at My Possibilities has a Tesla.
Man, paying those people too much. So this is a nonprofit, all right?
Most of the stuff that in her life was paid off already. Like she had been very smart about her finances, and okay. The car payment was their only monthly payment. So they were like, "Let's go ahead and do it." So they did.
I'm still gonna say better. Better,
dude. He invented the light bulb. He invented electricity.
Oh, not Thomas Edison.
No, there is a huge debate about this, Kevin.
There's no debate. Thomas Edison is a fraud. And if Nikola Tesla helped prove that he was a fraud, or at least tried to, then I'll change my mind. And I will say that he can be better than me.
He designed modern alternating current electricity. Like, how we do electricity right now is because of Nikola Tesla.
We designed modern radio in DFW. Is that really that different?
That's a good point, actually.
Yeah, there's about to be a big movie about all the Tesla and the all
that
the stuff.
Is not going to be a
there
big
is
movie.
Potentially a they movie in the making about
now. I know it's going to be show. A movie, but it's going to be better than that dog that wants to be a race car driver movie, right? Have you seen that preview? It looks like the worst movie ever made.
No, that's a Mad Lib. You just did a Mad Lib.
Oh, no. Watch. Because they show, like, it starts with this race car going, and it was like, that should be me. I love racing cars. Only this is me, and it's a dog. Oh, looks terrible.
You don't like dogs now?
I mean,
First off, you didn't like women. Now you don't like dogs?
No, he just doesn't want women to talk.
Mm. Right. That's right.
Oh, my God. I also don't want dogs to talk. I really should clarify that. Let me clarify. I did not say that the right way. I don't want dogs to talk is what I meant. I want to clarify that. I'm fine with the other thing.
I heard
thing.
What you said. So if you put them together, you don't want girl dogs
that
to talk.
That did not work the way I thought it would in my brain. Women, okay, I'm not here to tell anybody who can and cannot talk, so I'm not going to finish that sentence. That was going to be even worse.
So you don't even want to stand up for women at this
Son
point.
Son of a man.
On this very day of the United States Women's National Team Parade.
Oh, my Woo. God. It all went so poorly for me so quickly. Whoever we're talking about, I guess they're better than me.
Jessica Simpson turns 38 today.
Well, she set back women's causes a lot, so I'll say that I'm better than her. Right, because she just kind of went out there and was like, yeah, you should just shake it or whatever.
How many people still blame her for the Cowboys season?
I think the more you just saw that like Romo was not clutch. So I think it was okay.
What about that time something jumped up under a undercarriage? Yeah. The Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard movie?
I never saw that.
Just go watch it for that scene.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
She got the Daisy Dukes on?
Dude, she was at her best.
Oh, yes.
At her apex.
Her best or her chest?
No, it was...
It really had nothing to do with her chest.
It was all... It was all sandwich.
I saw her dad at a Chili's once.
It's cool, man.
I don't think you believe that.
She cool. used to swim in my Adrian's aunt's pool.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I got some stories to tell you, dude.
Why did we start with that?
Gary LaVox turns 48 today, or LaVeau.
Okay, I'm out. I'm out.
Me too.
I'm done.
Pass.
I'm out.
Turn it down.
Oh, my God. Make it stop.
You're not going to play more, and I'm going to be like, wow, that is good. Ow.
No!
This is
horrible.
And what hurts the most?
Is that this song?
Feeling so close. Yeah, dude. I don't love that song either.
Oh.
Me neither, but it's fun.
I do like their rendition of Life is a Highway that they use for Cars, though.
Oh, is that them?
Rascal Flatts, bro.
Okay. I'm still going to say better. Better.
154 today. Urban Meyer.
Shut up. Are you serious? Man, did you see that idiotic post? I responded to you on Twitter.
I tweeted it to you.
That idiotic post on there from their daughter or something. It was like, 30 years of marriage.
You can't just be happy for somebody being married 30 years.
Not if they're married to a terrible person, I can't. Not if they're to somebody who facilitates all kinds of awful things on their campus. No. Urban Meyer is the worst, one of the worst humans in sports. I can't just say worst because sports can be a cesspool at times. He's one of the worst humans in all of sports. And the idea that he would have a class about leadership or that he would find somebody that wants to stay married to him, even though he clearly hates his family, among so many other things I don't understand. He is a terrible, terrible person. I am infinitely better.
He doesn't clearly hate his family. If it was clear, then I would agree with you that he hates his family.
It is clear, love your family and believe everybody else loves their family. That's your flaw, okay? Me, I could see it the way it is. Here's how it went down. Urban Meyer has all the money in the world, and he has this mysterious heart condition that just so happens to come along when he doesn't have a quarterback anymore. So he retires, and he's going to be with his family. Didn't even last 1 year. They have all of the money in the world. He's like, I can't coach anymore. I'm going to be with my family. And so what does he do? Gets another job, ditches his family. They do this sycophantic thing on ESPN about he signed a contract with his kids about how much time he'll spend with them. You know what would have you not sign a contract is if you just stayed at home and stayed retired because of your fake medical condition to begin with. But oh no, everyone's like, he's such a great dad. No, he's not. He is a garbage parent, a garbage person. He sucks. I'm better than Urban Meyer.
Veto.
Shut up.
In the most amazing turn of events.
I almost said the F word just then. I really did.
Yes!
Colby Sapp.
God darn it.
Has outmaneuvered Kevin Hagelin on this day. Wow.
I want to do it because it's fun.
Me too.
It is fun to do bad things, isn't it?
We've been using our vetoes for so long to defend the people we love. Now forcing Kevin to say that the people that he hates is more fun.
It is. It truly is. And the other side of it is
so angry.
Is we went through this to where every time there's been a rock musician that's popped up and I've wanted him to at least acknowledge the fact that they have done something great because they haven't done it lately, I've had to sit through because I've already used my veto and now I don't care because I know his music. I know he doesn't have a whole lot of musical knowledge about the rock bands of the past. So instead, waiting on these is now my new goal.
Him, I swear to God, I'm going scorched earth on everything for now.
Him suffering through saying the words that are about to come out of his mouth is now the most fun part of it.
Congratulations, Urban Meyer. Once again, a degenerate has gotten you out of a bind that you deserve to be in, so you can be better than me.
He's called Colby a degenerate.
Yes, and he will proudly accept that.
I need to hear a clearer version of that.
God, I'm so mad. Stupid Colby. I hate you almost as much as I hate Urban Meyer right now.
You should have seen Colby with his hands in the air running around the room.
That's what we should be videoing, yeah. So good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.